eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and of course, following the podcast. Our YouTube page, 94WIP. Check it out. Subscribe there. All right, I wanted to give my reaction, the final reaction. We'll build the final reaction, even though we probably will talk more about it. But the final reaction, my final reaction, and first reaction, really, to the AJ Brown interview that happened Friday, not long after I got off the air. Midday show ended at 2 o'clock, around 3 o'clock. AJ Brown called in. I had gotten home. And then I got word it was on. I put it on right away. And I have a lot of thoughts. I've had a lot of thoughts the last 3 days. Wasn't with you guys yesterday. I was out yesterday, but back today. And I wanted to kind of give you my feelings on the whole AJ Brown saga. And look, I think that as a part of WIP, I'm part of what AJ Brown was talking about. So I want to talk about my small role in whatever I think he was talking about, and then his large role in the ecosystem of all this, the Philadelphia Eagles, his importance, and the call itself. So first off, I love that he called. I love that he actually did it. If you had asked me Friday morning, Joe, do you think AJ Brown's actually going to call WIP? I would have said no. At that point, we didn't even know if that tweet that was out there with him saying, give me the number, is actually him. So I didn't know. And my gut was telling me he wasn't going to call, that he was just frustrated. He saw a clip he didn't like that bothered him, and he's like, I'm going to call and give these guys a piece of my mind. Well, he did it, and I think that was really cool because, you know, sometimes I think all of us, but certainly I think my generation and then younger generations could be very passive-aggressive, like just tweet through something or post passive-aggressively instead of just having a conversation. And I'm glad AJ Brown called in. I thought it was authentic. That was the first thing I kind of hit me as I was listening. This is real. Like, this is – He's giving you his real emotions. He's kind of frustrated. He's kind of confused. And it's all right there on the air. I thought it was great radio because that's just raw and authentic. The last time I remember feeling that listening to WIP was, and I mean a back and forth, not a press conference we're playing, but a back and forth between hosts and a subject, character, person, you know, a figure. I'll use that term, figure in Philadelphia sports was probably Gabe Kapler with Angelo Cataldi. Now, that was more contentious. This was more, hey, this is how I'm feeling, and it's how I'm feeling. And I thought Ike and Jack, and really specifically Ike, try to diffuse the situation. I think Ike, and we have a few of them here at WIP, there's a kind of a level that former players that turn into radio hosts have. They have a cachet with the current player that they could kind of see eye to eye and reason with them and level with them that I can't, that Angelo couldn't, that Jack can't, that Spike won't be able to. It's not against any of these hosts. I mean, Angelo was the best of all of us, but it's just different that when Hughes says something to a former player, when Ike says something or to a current player, it kind of diffuses us. So I thought Ike did a great job. And I just thought the back and forth was interesting listening to AJ Brown say what he had to say. I also think it's clear that he cares. Whether I think sometimes AJ Brown's misguided, or he is going too far with his emotions, or maybe his actions, like, you know, changing a play in Seattle with Jalen Hurts versus his thought, which was, let's get the right play, let's try to win the game. I do think his heart's in the right place. I felt that. I don't think this is a bad kid. I don't think he doesn't want to win. I understand why he brought up the T.O. thing and why people bring up the T.O. thing. There are some similarities because they're great Eagles wide receivers who have big personalities, but I don't think it is a T.O. type of thing. Not in that way. I don't think this kid is right now shown at all driven by money to, you know, wear out his welcome with everybody to be a guy I think is going to play on 4 or 5 or 6 teams. I don't think that yet. So I don't think that's a fair thing, but I do think he cares. And I think his heart's in the right place. So all that stood out to me right away. Now, the other takeaways I had, and it's not so much critical, it's just, you know, I'm wondering things as he was wondering things. I think AJ Brown would do really well to stay off of social media. Now, it wasn't explicitly said back and forth in that conversation with Ike and Jack on Friday. But when AJ Brown said something to the effect of, you guys are making up rumors about me, I believe, it's my assertion, that he was talking about when he went on the Kay Adams show a few weeks ago and was asked about trade rumors. And she said she saw them, you know, on social media. I believe that originated from here at WIP, where Jack on the afternoon show had the idea, hey, would you trade AJ Brown for Patrick Surtain? And I thought it was a fascinating idea. I said a couple days later on the midday show, I would do that trade. Now, these are sports radio trades. This is not a report. We're not journalists. It's sports radio. It's the way I always viewed it is it's a conversation. Would you do this? I mean, I'm the one who sat there and said I would trade Bryce Harper for Juan Soto. I would have, and I stand by that. And that doesn't mean Bryce Harper's not a great player. It doesn't mean AJ Brown's not a great player. It's would you make this trade? And you can agree or disagree, whatever. That's not a rumor. So I think part of the problem here and part of the misunderstanding it feels like between AJ Brown and whatever you deem the media, whether I'm the media, or Tucker's the media, or Jack's the media, or WIP, or, you know, print media or Craig Carton, whatever, is there is a difference. And I think AJ Brown, unfortunately, like a lot of young people, falls into a trap of where they see something and they believe that this is what it is. This is the rumor being put out there. The Eagles want to trade me. They don't like me anymore. They don't want me there. Well, no, I'd say for the most part, most people in that week on our radio station didn't want to do that trade. Most fans, most hosts. I think it was more, you know, a 70-30 thing where 30% of us said, yeah, I'd make that trade. And 70% of us said, no, I wouldn't make that trade. Offense more the defense and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do it. So that wasn't the majority. And even if it was, it's just a hypothetical. That's part of, I think it's fun. I mean, I love fake trade ideas. I love them. I mean, last June, I was trading Joel Embiid for every star under the sun. I would have traded Maxey for Dame Lillard. I would have traded Bryce Harper for Juan Soto, Trey Turner for Juan Soto. I kind of like Juan Soto. So Patrick Surtain now. I mean, I remember a show Tucker and I did back in the day where I think it was something like Zach Ertz for Jamal Adams, which whatever, they both sort of fallen down after that. But it was just, it's a fun trade idea. That's not, what that is a conversation on WIP, a conversation between sports fans. That's not the media hates me. The other thing I thought was interesting is AJ Brown's thought that we should ride for the Eagles. We at WIP, or we the media. And I think we do, but we're also fans. And fans are going to have opinions on the team, especially when a team loses 6 out of 7. You notice a year ago, there was no trade AJ Brown for Pat Surtain talk when the Eagles were coming off a Super Bowl and the team was dominant. We're not looking to trade, you know, good players when the team is dominant. Team falls down, we look for how to fix it. That's what we do as fans, as hosts on WIP, or what do they need to do to fix it? And some of us think more conservatively, like, draft pick here, draft pick there. Some of us think more, you know, I'd say big picture. Like, hey, what if we trade that guy? What if we blow up the team? It's just a thought exercise. That's not, and that is exactly what a talk show does. It talks about things. A columnist will talk about things. There's like this, and I used to write for NJ.com. I was a reporter. I'm not anymore. I'm not a journalist, but I would go and cover Major League Baseball games. I would cover NFL games. And there's a difference between doing those two things and then opining, talking, giving an opinion. That's different. And I also think there's is this weird how the sausage of a rumor gets made. And I understand being an athlete, you just see the final product. They're going to trade me. They want me traded. Well, that's not really the case. It's more of a, hey, this conversation is picked up by that outlet. And then someone says this, and then they take an opinion on that. Would you do that? And it becomes this thing. So I think AJ Brown would do well to stay off of social media, because that's where you're going to see things. And I also think social media in general is a funhouse mirror. You know, whatever you see there, it's amplified. So if you think all Eagles fans or all Eagles media, whatever you want to call everybody in this region, doesn't like you, you'll believe that if you go on and say, oh, they're talking bad about you again, they want to trade you again, stay off of there. So that stands out to me, that AJ Brown, good kid, good heart, think he means well. He needs to block out the noise to succeed here in Philadelphia.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The other thing that I thought about as I listened is AJ Brown said he felt misunderstood. And I understand he probably does. And maybe he is. And as we learn more about him and he talks more, I do think we'll understand him more. But one thing that stood out is he talks about being misunderstood. And it was almost felt like a why me? Why am I the misunderstood guy? Well, you're the one that wears your emotions on your sleeves, right? It wasn't Brandon Graham. It wasn't Fletcher Cox. It wasn't Lane Johnson screaming and yelling on the sidelines last year in a playoff game, this year against Minnesota. It wasn't those guys who didn't talk for 2 weeks to the media and then held court. You know, your actions will dictate how people feel about you. Devontae Smith's a wide receiver. We don't call him a diva. Maybe he is. I mean, we'll see when his contract comes up. I don't know. But he doesn't act like one. He doesn't give off those vibes. So it's almost like the boy who cried wolf thing. Well, why are you not answering my cries? Well, you've been crying for half an hour. So with AJ Brown, if you don't want to be misunderstood, and I'm not saying he has to change who he is, but that's part of it. If you're going to be the loud guy and you're going to be emotional guy, whether or not your heart's in the right place, people are going to react to that. Like, well, he's upset, and then the team starts struggling. People are going to add one and one and get two. Whether it's fair or not, that's fanhood. That's what we watch. We see what you put on the field as a player, and certainly the numbers and stats are enormous. And as a personality, we react to all of that. Look, he's a great player. I'm happy he's an Eagle. The trade obviously has worked out. I think a lot of this could be smoothed over as time goes along if he lays low. And I don't mean he can't talk. He could talk, but he's invited on WIP anytime he wants. And he could hold court anytime he wants in the locker room. Reporters will listen to him. He's an interesting guy. And obviously he's a star player. What I mean, and this is just a piece of advice for AJ Brown. I would just ignore noise. If you don't like hearing people talk about maybe possibly trading you, if you don't like hear people talking negatively about your emotions on the sidelines, don't listen. Don't look. He's the one that said he scrubbed his social media to just get away, and yet he's posting and pretending it's not himself. I mean, he did that, not me. He did that. So if he really needs to kind of take a break from seeing negativity, then do that. And I just will say this, and I'll get Tucker's thoughts on what happened. A part of me was very proud he hopped on, and I was like, that's really cool. He's a guy that I want to root for more now. And I do root for him, and I like him. And I think he's a tremendous football player. Also, part of me had a little bit of worry moving forward, because we all know how Philadelphia is, both us at WIP and just the fan base. AJ Brown needed a 20-minute interview on WIP to clear the air after 25 wins and a Super Bowl trip and two outstanding seasons statistically. So I wonder, how is he going to handle when times do get tough? Because times really haven't gotten tough yet. I mean, they did lose 6-7. I understand that. But the reality is they've had a really good first 2 years with him here. How is he going to handle if the team has a losing season, if he has a down year, injury? Because people will just get more frustrated. I hope he's able to handle that stuff so he can have, you know, a great career, not just a good one, but a great one in Philadelphia. Tucker, our final reaction to AJ Brown. What did you think of his time with Jack and Ike on Friday?
I mean, my first thought was, I can't believe this is real. I can't believe this is happening. Shout out to Dan Wilson for making AJ Brown FaceTime with him beforehand to confirm his authenticity. But I thought that was my main takeaway, was I miss athletes being authentic, being real, speaking honestly. You know, think back to when I was a kid, when you were a kid, like, athletes did interviews all the time like that, right? They didn't call into WIP maybe every day, but when they sat down for an interview, they spoke honestly. They weren't a PR machine. They weren't fed answers from the team or from their agent or from their manager or from their publicist. And that's all that they said. They spoke about how they felt. And listening to AJ Brown, it reminded me of listening to how athletes spoke when I was a kid. Like, it reminded me of listening to Allen Iverson and his press conferences. And I honestly became I thought AJ Brown was a tremendous player. I had no issues with AJ Brown beforehand. I became a huge fan of AJ Brown after hearing what he said and just hearing how real he was, which is something I just don't think we get a lot of. And, you know, hearing him talk about his relationship with Jalen and how he feels misunderstood and how he feels like he's actually a leader in this team, not a diva, but he's, you know, kind of the vocal guy on the offensive side of the ball, is maybe, you know, some of that emotion a little misguided at times, possibly, but his heart's certainly in the right place. And I don't think he's in this for himself and not for the team. So I came away a huge fan of AJ Brown. I don't know if it really needed to get to that point, the way everything boiled over. Maybe he does care a little bit too much to the point where being on Twitter and Instagram may not be the best in that profession. But I mean, huge, huge shout out to the guy for just showing up and, you know, being real, which I don't think we get a lot of anymore.
Yeah, I think that for the most part, it was a good thing for him. Like, I think in the fan base, he became his Q rating went up. People like him more now, and that's great for AJ Brown. I do hope he's able to block out noise, because noise doesn't go away. You could come on WIP for 20 minutes. That doesn't mean someone's not going to call today and say, you know what, I want to trade Brown. Or next year, if he gets off to a slow start, says, I think we should cut him after the season. These are just hypotheticals, but that's going to happen. Every player, every star player in Philadelphia goes through that, and any major city that cares, New York, Boston, any of them. So if that stuff bothers him, then he should avoid that stuff. If he can handle it, great. And if he wants to go on WIP and talk about it, I don't think Jack and Ike and Dan Wilson and Spike and whatever show he decides to call him will ever turn down his phone call. I thought it was really cool that he called in. I thought it was authentic. And I think that we all feel now, at least the majority of us feel, this guy cares. And hopefully moving forward, the Eagles can get a lot of guys like him that care and put that all in the right direction and continue to win a lot of football games. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk soon.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.